From Spark and Anvil and Riddle Realm, this is Faint, in Chapter 1 of the Riddle Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Faint was a light-footed creature who moved like a friendly fencer, always with a playful little fake-out in his step, a faint one way before he went the other. He loved questions that sounded simple, but hit a tiny slip in the wording, a question built to trip you, only if you rushed. He'd ask, all innocence, how many of each animal did Moses take on the ark? And watch a quick solver blurt, too, before catching it. It was Noah, not Moses. The trick wasn't a pun or a hidden answer. It was right there in the question, daring you to read too fast.
You tricked me with the question itself, a young solver laughed.
The oldest fencer's move, the faint, he said with a playful bow. My name is Faint. I keep the trick questions, where the misdirection hides and how the question is asked. He grinned. A farmer has 17 sheep. All but 9 run away. How many are left? Quick, don't rush. The solver started to subtract, then stopped and read again. All but 9 ran away, so 9 are left. There it is, Faint said. The trap was the rushing. The answer was sitting in plain words the whole time. Cryptic, the mentor, watched as a young solver groaned. I always fall for those. I must not be paying attention.
Let me reframe that for you, Faint said kindly, lowering his playful guard. Falling for a trick question doesn't mean you're not smart. It means you're quick. And quick is usually good. Your brain raced ahead to be helpful and grabbed the obvious answer. The trick question just uses that speed against you, fair and square. He smiled. The cure isn't be smarter. It's slow down and read every word. That's it. The slowest reader in the realm beats the fastest at these, not because they're cleverer, but because they refuse to rush. The young solver brightened. So I just need to slow down, not magically become a genius. Exactly, Faint said. Read it twice. Watch for the word that's doing something sneaky. The clue is always right there in the open. Trick questions never lie. They just bet you'll skim.
Cryptic asked Faint to join the realm. Solvers feel foolish for falling for trick questions, he said. Would you show them it's about speed, not smarts? Faint agreed, with a flourishing faint. When he teaches, he gives one slow rule. When a question seems too easy, slow down. That's exactly when the faint is hiding. Read every word. Find the one that's quietly doing something tricky. A name swapped, a number that's a red herring, a knot you skimmed past. And he keeps it fair. A real trick question never needs outside facts or lies. Everything you need is in the words. The only trick is whether you read them carefully. A young solver caught one. Which is heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks? By slowing down. They're the same. A pound is a pound. You slowed down and read it, Faint said. That's the whole skill. Not genius, just care.
After the lesson, Faint rested from his playful footwork, sitting with the young solvers in the easy evening light. For a long time, Faint had worried that his trick questions were a bit mean, that making quick, eager solvers blurt wrong answers and feel silly was a cruel sort of game. He'd wondered if he was just a show-off who liked catching people out. But sitting still in the warm light, watching solvers who now slowed down and grinned instead of cringing, Faint understood his game's real gift. He never caught anyone being dumb. He caught them being quick and eager, which is a lovely thing to be. And in catching them, he taught the most useful habit in the world: slow down and read carefully. That habit would save them from 1,000 real-life mistakes, far beyond any riddle. A warm, settled contentment eased his light feet. He wasn't a show-off catching people out. He was a fencer teaching them to slow their guard, kindly, fairly, with a wink. And he gave one last gentle feint, just for fun. and let it go.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to FAINT. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.